We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're taking you to 8 o'clock tonight at a little after 5:20. Deuce McAllister, come on, talk to us a little bit about the Saints move. I'm a young man who went to East Marion High School in Mississippi, so we can talk about him also playing. He was a great player at Mississippi State. Man, yeah, he was something in 2018. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to James in New Orleans. James, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, thanks, guys. Mike, what time did you say Deuce is going to be on?
A little after 5:20 in a few minutes.
Okay, cool. So you guys know I love this team. I mean, I call just about every day and bug you guys. But listen, I just got to be honest. Come on now. I'm not a big fan of Dennis Allen, but I want him to win. But all the defensive players, they're moving to the Falcons because of Ryan Nielsen. I mean, come on now. So I'm hoping that we can make some more moves because look at the defensive tackle line that they're carrying right now. They got Grady Jarrett, they got Onyemata, they got this kid Goldman that was out last year. He's back, and potentially Calais Campbell. We haven't picked up anyone inside, and Derek Carr is so much like Drew from the standpoint that if you put pressure in the middle, just like a lot of quarterbacks or most, he's going to be toast. So we got to protect that middle. I know you mentioned the Tennessee guy yesterday, Mike. I looked him up. He's pretty good. I'm hopeful that, you know, he may move to right tackle if we pick him up.
Well, he's played both, James. He's played right tackle and left tackle for the Volunteers. I really liked him. I had him in December. I think he's 22 or 23 on my list. And all of a sudden now, some people were sending me different things from other guys. I didn't even see his name in the top 50. Then all of a sudden now he's a first-round pick. No, Darnell Wright can play. But, again, a lot of times I think, you know, being in the South and doing a lot of coverage of SEC football and everything, I have a little longer look at a player than someone from the Northeast or from the Pacific Northwest. But I know one thing, Darnell Wright can play. He's a big man, a really good run blocker. He's versatile. He did even play some guard early on at Tennessee.
Right.
But he's a guy that I'm really intrigued with. The other guy on that Tennessee team is Cedric Tillman, because Cedric was supposed to be the guy. When I interviewed Hendon Hooker in the summer, he brought up to me about, you know, the guy I trust the most is Tillman. He's always there. He's always getting open. He's a big target guy. And then he gets hurt, and he misses almost half the season with an injury, and he comes back late. But that was a guy that he was supposed to be the man. Now, all of a sudden, then Jalin Hyatt hit it. Okay, different type receiver, great speed, can burn you way up the field. But Cedric Tillman is a big physical receiver, a contested catches type end.
Well, listen, James, you and Mike, okay, y'all can both chime in. I'm just a fan representing the Houdat Nation. What do y'all think, okay, where the Falcons are at, or where whether it's Carolina or the Falcons, you look at the interior defensive line, and where the Saints are at. Give them a grade, or what do you think? Okay, we lost David Onyemata, like you said, to the Falcons. And then we lost Shai Tuttle to Carolina. Now we got Nathan Shepard from the Jets. And we got Kalen Saunders. Kalen Saunders from the Chiefs.
And Malcolm resigned for another year.
Yeah, Malcolm Roach.
No, you need another one. You need another guy.
Okay, but how do y'all, James, you think like the Saints are that far behind the Falcons, even though Ryan Nielsen went there, considering who we have?
I don't know that.
How do you know that? Come on, James.
Let me just finish. The owner told Fontenot last season, you clear that cap space, and I'm going all out. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Nah, they ain't going all out. They were going all out. They would go get Lamar Jackson. If the Falcons were going all out, they'd be going get Lamar Jackson. Fontenot, and Home Depot.
Bobby, that's the thing. That's the thing. New York doesn't like the Saints or like our team because they don't like how we deal with the cap space down here. But that old man, he plays by the book, so to speak. They like that guy.
They like Fontenot as far as dealing with salary cap. Yeah, that's why everybody, listen, who that nation, we never worried about the salary cap and Kai Harley and Mickey Loomis. That we always know how to work that out. Until they change the collective bargaining agreement, and New York or the NFL headquarters might not like it, we know how to deal with the damn salary
cap.
No,
everybody's sort of doing the same thing the Saints are. Maybe not to the extent.
No, they're copying the Saints.
They're all copying what Kai Harley has done.
No, they're copying the Saints. Now, some owners might say, well, because all of a sudden you start turning into a bonus or guaranteed salary, and then if the player works out like a Cam Jordan, you have no problem. But then when you're guaranteeing salary and the player doesn't work out, that's, you know, dead money. Like, and then the owner might say, they look at the roster, well, where's this cat?
Because you know why? He's not playing somebody like that in another business.
Right, right.
So he doesn't understand that.
They don't mind, those rich owners, they don't mind paying players if they're playing and they contribute.
So one other thing, guys, the two safeties we picked up, I like the guy. I don't know that much about him, the Johnny guy, but the guy that I used to really like until I realized this ain't 1970s, the guy that was drafted from Oakland, he's a hell of a tackler, but you gotta
man,
protect him in coverage.
He's really struggled in coverage.
Right.
It's not his run defense skills. He got hurt a lot early on. He plays the run hard, and I was just reading my bio on him when he came out of how physical he is and hyper-aggressive, but yet – man, he has sometimes been in his own head, sometimes misled by the speed of this game. He's let receivers get by him. He should be toe-to-toe with. So, and he's really struggled in the coverage part of the game.
So, Mike, could you put him in the box then? You give him less responsibility?
I want to hear what they have told him on how they want to use him with this football team.
Right, because he's obviously, like I say, late first round, early second round. He has not lived up to those expectations. But he has an opportunity with the Saints.
He has really struggled in the coverage part of the game. It's not been run defense, tackling, a hard hitter. Man, he understands this game at a certain level. It's been his coverage skills. He's been off, really, really off. And we didn't see a lot of that. We saw a little bit of it in college, but I sort of wrote about a lot of times he was so aggressive he'd pull himself out of position. And he sort of has misguided himself on the speed of the NFL, which is faster than the SEC. Thanks so much for the call, James. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and Deuce McAllister right after this break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I was telling Steve Geller this morning, man, you got to get in touch with Deuce. They got in another Mississippi guy named Jonathan Abram. And Bob should like this, because Jonathan in high school played quarterback and defensive back, Bob. You should like Abram for that.
Oh, that means he's smart. because even in the high school level, you got to be a leader, and you have to be smart to be able to call the plays and all that. So I think Jonathan Abram had that ability. Now, you don't have to do that throughout your career, because obviously we did Mississippi State and where he was drafted, Deuce. But if you could play quarterback, listen, I played free safety in 1976, had eight interceptions before I ever even played quarterback my senior year, my junior year. Because I look at Deuce, I know about angles. You pretend the receiver's not covered in high school, because the high school quarterback, they stare where they're throwing the ball, and then you get interceptions. I mean, to me, it was so common.
I mean, the systems, they got the systems aren't like when we played.
Right. Different today.
It's a little more designed. 707 has taken over, right. And the quarterbacks are a lot more advanced coming out now. But I agree with you, because I was the option quarterback as well. And I would play more, obviously, tailback and wingback, but, I mean, when they needed me to play quarterback, yeah, I could play quarterback. And so it wasn't the prettiest pass, but I could get the football to where it had to go. Like right. You kind of said, hey, if he's playing off, then I can throw a slant. I can throw a go route, just jump ball. But, hey, you know, it's an intriguing pickup for the Saints. I mean, because obviously I followed Jonathan. You know, you talk about when being one of the top players in the state of Mississippi, and then being able to go up to Mississippi State, have a phenomenal career, and then get drafted in the first round. And really, you know, I don't know the Oakland situation well enough. I know you went through two coaching changes. The staff that obviously drafted you was not there. So probably really three coaching changes, just thinking about it overall. I've always thought Jonathan, and even in the league, I've always thought that he was a box guy.
Yes.
And I know he's talented enough to be able to say, hey, look, I play safety. But for me, I've always thought him as a nickel guy that can come in the box and be an outside linebacker, really just an outside linebacker. I mean, because even he'll tell you, yeah, if I got to go line up and I've got to cover one-on-one, that may not be my strongest suit. I can do it, but that may not be what I'm the best at. But you put me in the box and I got to cover maybe a tight end and then go rush the quarterback or fill the gap against the run, he is your man. He is your man, because he can – Bobby, one thing I can tell you about him, he's tough. He's tough as nails, and he can run.
And he is hyper-aggressive. I mean hyper-aggressive.
That gets him in trouble, too.
Yeah, it does. But wait, it does. So that's good and bad with that.
Well, Deuce, you said he can run. So to me, when I hear he can run, what clicks in my head is special teams. Because you got to be able to run and cover. Would you utilize him in that?
No. He can definitely do that. He can definitely do that. But I'm talking about being able to get him on the defense.
I got
being
you.
Able to get him on the field, being able to get him on the defense. He can run. He can do special teams all day for you. But I mean, he's a guy that you're gonna try to figure out, man. You know, you look at it from a sculpting standpoint, man. This kid's what, 6'2", maybe 6'3", maybe 215, 220, and he can move like that. I got to figure out a way. How can I get him on the field? And Mike, you said something very, very true. His aggressiveness probably plays against him, particularly when I know a team knows that, hey, look, he's a guy that we can get on a double move.
Yep.
Because he is going to sell out on that flat route, on that initial route, and then I can be able to get him where he's going to end up getting in trouble, where he's got to pull or he's got to, you know, he's got to try to recover. But you talk about allowing him to play just downhill. He could do that all day long. And then, like I said, he's dealt with some injuries. You know, I think he had a shoulder injury and maybe something even lower body at some point. And at one point, I know with the shoulder, he played through it. I mean, he just, hey, you know, whatever was wrong with it, pop it back in place or whatever. He played through it. And I don't even know if he got the surgery later on or what happened with it. But he's tough. He's a tough, tough player. But I'm interested to see what they do because they've signed some guys. And we know, you know, PJ has played a role. Justin Evans, he just signed with Philly. And you knew you want to get some guys in there to kind of compete. And whether it's at the safety or hybrid safety position or even, you know, hey, look, you know, special teams, yes, that fills a void. But, you know, how can I get this guy on defense as well?
Deuce, one of the things he reminded me, not in coverage, because I always thought he was better in coverage, but he reminded me his run defense skills of watching Eric Berry when he was at Tennessee. Man, Eric Berry, yeah. They had him play close to the line of scrimmage. Eric Berry was like, man, he was swinging a sledge at people close to the line of scrimmage. Now, Eric could cover better than Abram could.
Hell yeah, Mike. But, he could cover way better.
But, man, Jonathan Abram against the run and Eric Berry that senior season at Mississippi State, they had a lot of similarities.
So here's a comp from a body standpoint. He's going to be like Roman Harper in the box, but I don't know if he covers even as well as Roman does because Rome knew I can't run with some of these guys. So I've got to understand and be smart and understand, you know, concepts, understand coverage. I've got to read, you know, routes and do different things like that. I think, you know, with Jonathan, he's probably still more of, I'm going to just depend on my raw ability. And if I get in trouble, then I can recover and not necessarily, just say, hey, look, I understand the coverage. I can read it and be able to make a jump and make a play like that. But from a body standpoint, a guy that you're going to use in that manner, it would be somebody like Roman. But they have different games when you talk about the passing game.
Now, Deuce, a two-part question here. You know I'm famous for that. But what does this mean? Because we hardly got to see him. I'm looking at Marcus May coming back in the fold and then Honey Badger. Tyrann Mathieu. I want you to comment on that. But then looking at this might be a good thing because if you want to last and everyone in theory, you know, when you come out of college, you're like, can I play 10 years? Can I last for a decade in the National Football League? Well, I'm looking at Jonathan Abram and where he's at right now. He has to be on the hot seat because last year he remained with the Raiders for the first 8 games and then he got waived. Then he was with the Packers. They picked him up for 3 more games. 2 of which, out of the 3, he was inactive. And then the Seahawks signed him for the final 6 games. His production, not so much as of late. 3 pass breakups, 60 tackles. So he knows he has to produce if he wants to last in the league. So comment on that, the pressure coming to the Saints, great opportunity for him, and how he can contribute. And then also, what's your expectation for Marcus May and Tyrann Mathieu?
This signing does nothing for them. I mean, this doesn't move the needle as far as for them. I still think both of those guys are the starters, clear starters. When you look at it going into the season now, I think for them, this pushes a little as far as for some overall depth. I mean, because you're talking about a young man that was still a first rounder.
Right.
You didn't get drafted first round, you know, just by mistake. Right. So the skill set and the talent is there. The question is, can you get him to play a role that really fits? You're not asking him to come in and be the starter, you know, whether you're talking about your strong safety and coming in and be the starter. You're looking to put him in a role. You're looking for him to come in and play a role for you where he can be an added value player for you. I mean, obviously the special teams is one thing that he can fit. And, you know, I think really with Oakland, what happened there, there was some disagreement. You know,
Las Vegas, right?
Well, he started in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but then Las Vegas, same thing.
Same potato, Bobby. It's the same potato. It's the same potato. Oakland, L.A., you know, Raiders, Las Vegas, whatever.
Yeah.
Them. They were kind of making a youth movement on the back end, and he was one that they were not going to pay. They kind of knew that. He knew that. And it was like, all right, we're going to make you inactive, or your role is going to be lesser than it would normally be. And he was just like, hey, look, if you're not going to play me or use me, then release me, you know, because at this point I'm not even dressing, or I'm getting did not participate, and I think I'm a better player than that. And that's really where they decided to break up that, you know, relationship as far as player and team out in Vegas.
Now, Deuce, when you look at obviously Justin Evans, you know, going to the Eagles, I'm looking at the roster. Then I look at like a PJ Williams. He's going to be 30 years of age. A 9-year veteran out of Florida State. I've always been a P.J. Williams fan. But like you said, he wasn't a number one draft pick for nothing. When you look at Jonathan Abram, he's a number one draft pick in 2019. How do you view Jonathan Abram versus like a P.J. Williams right now in their careers? I know Abram's younger.
And the different style players.
But same thing, boy plays safety.
P.J. can go in. PJ can go in the box and play in the box. That's not his strength.
Right, right.
PJ, you got to remember, PJ was a guy that played corner.
Yeah. Then
PJ
kind
of grew to a safety because that was his way of lasting in the NFL. So he was like, hey, look, I can pick up another 4 or 5 years by moving to the back end. That's not necessarily the strength of Jonathan Abrams. Jonathan is always going to be a safety outside linebacker. He's not going to be known to be a cover guy.
Like deep middle.
And so where they're at, you know, where they're at in their careers, I think it's two different skill sets as far as players. And I wouldn't be surprised one bit for the Saints if the market just isn't what PJ wants, that the Saints bring PJ back. I mean, because he's like Taysom Hill for you.
He's unrestricted
on the defensive side. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If the market is not there for him.
And it's not going to cost you a bundle to bring back PJ.
No, but I'm just saying we've talked about this probably the last 2 or 3 years with him as well.
Yeah, exactly.
He
ends back up in New Orleans where, you know, he was a free agent and the market was just right for him. The one thing that happened last year to him probably more so than years in the past is he's got hurt and he missed a lot of time. And so it'll just be interesting to see what they do with that position. I mean, because they're always going to carry at least 4 to 5 guys at that safety position, but one or two of those guys kind of going to be a kind of a hybrid role. And, you know, even Alante Taylor, in that sense, that's early on what we thought he would be, but he turned out to be a really, really good outside corner and a guy that could probably play a little nickel for you as well.
Deuce, Jamal Williams, we hadn't had a chance to talk to you about him. You know, we all knew that this team would have to upgrade the running back spot and still do. I think you still got to get another one.
Yeah, I still think they'll get a young guy.
Yeah, I'm wholeheartedly agree with you there. But Jamal brings a really tremendous skill set in that he was looked at more as an inside runner coming out of BYU. Now, he does have enough kick to kick it outside. He caught the football pretty well at BYU. The same thing at Green Bay. Now, Detroit didn't use him that way as a receiver, but how effective he was short yardage red zone for Detroit last year. He was really good.
Mike, that was the one thing from an offensive standpoint the Saints truly, truly missed last year. And it was de facto where you relied on Taysom so much in that position. But when they needed tough inside the yards or they needed to close out a game, I mean, and there's, I know we don't have to go through it, but there's numerous games where they needed 4-minute offense to close out a game and they couldn't do it. and then it ended up falling on the defense, and, you know, the defense at times did it and they didn't do it. But I thought that that was one of the positions, and of course you had to address it, was you've got to play better in short yardage. You've got to play better in closing out the game, four-minute offense, and then obviously when you talk about just having a presence for a team that, you know, when you look at that offensive line, let's be honest, how do they want to play? How does your head coach want to play?
Yes, I agree.
He wants to be able to throw the football around, but they have to have a physical presence from an offensive line standpoint as well as a run game standpoint, where you're going to tell teams, we're going to hit you in the mouth and you're going to like it because we're going to continue to do it. You look at that offensive line, they're road graders. They're road graders. And so you had to get somebody that can complement their style. And I think that they have it, but, you know, they won't turn into the Chicago Bears and just try to run it down your throat. And I'm talking old school, Bobby. You're Chicago Bears. But and at certain points in the game, you have to have that mentality, you know. And so I think that they had to get tougher. I think he brings the toughness to that team. Now, you know, they've got to come together and be able to show it. There's one thing to talk about it on paper, but can you go out there and show it and prove it?
Right. Now, Deuce, speaking of toughness, and you know this because you are running back. Okay, they know that you're running. Can you get those 1 or 2 yards, whether it's for a first down or a touchdown? And when I read this, this really caught my attention. You know, converting in short yardage situation. But you look, fantasy football people, they love this because are you getting a touchdown or not? It doesn't matter if it's a 40-yard touchdown or 1-yard touchdown. But Jamal Williams, of his 17 touchdowns last season, 13 were scored from 1 or 2 yards out. What? 13 out of 17. So I'm looking at Pete Carmichael, because we know how we do those power plays with Taysom Hill. You can be more creative on the goal line with Taysom Hill or Jamal Williams. And then speaking of their relationship, they were teammates at BYU. And Deuce, they had basically 2,000 yards and 22 yards between them when they played together. Think about this, 2,000 yards, 20 touchdowns.
I just told you, you don't have to get cute.
Yeah.
you don't have to get cute. You don't have to get creative. If I just told you that I've got to have the mentality of telling a team, and a team knows that you're going to run power, we're going to run it right here, and you got to stop it. That's what they have to be able to do. And if you can't do it, you got a problem. I mean, because the personnel isn't the issue. Everybody can scream, oh, it's offensive line. I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, it's not complete offensive line, particularly not top five. Now, you can say, well, that guy is not – I may not like him, but it's not because he lacks talent. The talent is there. Now, whether they execute, that's a different story. But your top five overall, the talent is there. Now, whether they play up to the expectation, that's a different conversation. But, I mean, the talent is there.
Deuce, well, like to make the right cut. Deuce, how many times I've heard you say, well, I don't know, that looks like the offensive line didn't block, but the running back made the wrong cut.
Well, it's not only cut, but, I mean, you've got – your footwork has to marry their footwork.
Yep.
And it's not – I'm not
it's
preaching
like a dance.
Something they don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not preaching something they don't know. My footwork as a runner has to marry the footwork of the offensive lineman. It's no different than the quarterback when he's running the power play as well. If they're not seeing the same thing, then it's not going to matter. I mean, because somebody's going to make a play, whether it's off the backside, whether it's off the front side. You know, somebody has to be able to make that play. And that was one of the things they just didn't do enough of, you know, as far as an overall unit.
Deuce, one of the things, too, Bob and I have talked about this, is better play at tight end as a run blocker. Because a lot of times, man, the offensive line, they're making the block. And all of a sudden, man, how did the quarterback get hit? Okay, tight end missed the block. He missed the block. I think that's an area, if it's veteran free agency, if it's a guy like Foster Morrow, or you pick up a guy in the draft, that you have to get a guy that can seal that outside edge better than what we've seen.
And you know, Deuce, when have we had, like, truly we could trust? Because I'm going to tell you, I played with one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history setting the edge. He ran like a 4.8 40. Hobie Brenner. And then you had John Tice. It was 1 and 1.8. Whoever they were blocking on the edge, they were freaking blocked. Now, you know, Jimmy Graham and all when you played, and then what we've seen recent, has there ever been a tight end, I don't know, Billy Miller? I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody, Shockey. Who could truly, because I'm on Jimmy Graham, who could set the edge that we've witnessed lately as a tight end that you could trust as a glorified tackle?
There's a couple guys. I mean, even Lamont, even Billy. I mean, and a lot of it though is I don't want to call it just want to, but you got to want to.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to kind of want to, and then you've got to be able to understand angles as far as blocking on a tight end. I mean, you don't have to be the biggest, the strongest guy, but I understand the angle. I understand my steps. I understand where that guy is trying to get to and where my back is trying to get to, and so that's where it all has to be able to marry together when you talk about it. And I thought Adam did a pretty good job. You know, Troutman, a lot of times when he was in there as a tight end blocking on the edge.
And he's too inconsistent, Deuce. Come on, you sugarcoat that.
I was about to say, I didn't think that they did it enough where exactly what he was going to do. I mean, because you've got to understand, if he is going to be just a inline power tight end, then he's probably not going to be able to do that enough or well enough for you to be able to establish a run game. So that's where you've got to give him a little misdirection, and he's got to be able to work his angles, because he's just not going to win that fight enough. He's not going to be able to win it consistently for you.
Man, and Adam Trautman, let me tell you, Adam Trautman's a little bit better than Kobe Fleener. Remember, as the surfer guy from Illinois, he went to Stanford.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was from
Stanford.
California. And look, he's from Illinois, I think. If I can,
yes, he is.
And then he went to Stanford. He looked like a surfer dude. He's another player, I think, like football, didn't love it, but he's so big, he got to play kind of like the Andrews Pete. I think they like football. They don't necessarily love it. I mean, I want a tight end that's setting the edge. And Deuce, you know this as a running back. If you can go inside the tackle, outside, you could bounce it. Come on. If you do that, you're going to fall forward for like 4.5, 5, 6 yards.
Watch Georgia and what Denzel Washington did for them. Darnell Washington did for them.
Bring him on board.
Okay, Bowers never threw one block. He didn't have to.
Yeah, Darnell's a tackle, but he's so agile. He's just a freak athlete. His guy that's, you know, what is he, about 6'7"?
Yep, and yeah, God blessed him. Good gracious.
Yeah, I mean, he's able to set the edge and still be able to get down the field and split the middle of the field, cover two, you know, and even be able to run some post routes and some different stuff. But, you know, I think that is still a position that they've got to address, that being the Saints. You know, they've got to figure out, all right, you know, are we going to carry four tight ends, or will we, you know, carry three and have two on the practice squad? But that's something that they've got to kind of figure out as well, because if you're going to be a physical downhill team, then all five offensive linemen and that tight end, they've got to be on the same page.
Yes. Thanks so much, Deuce. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Deuce.
All right, no problem.
All righty, Deuce McAllister. Certainly knows a lot about Jonathan Abram, played at East Marion High School in Mississippi, and then he saw his Ole Miss Rebels after playing for 2 years. He actually started his college career at Georgia, then he went to Jones Community College, and we'll have on Jonathan at 6:20 tonight. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. How would you like to see The Cure in concert? The beloved English band is coming to America for the first time in 7 years, and they're kicking off their 30-day tour right here in New Orleans. You guessed it. WWL has your tickets. Go to WWL.com/contest now and enter to win tickets to The Cure's Songs of a Lost World Tour, Wednesday, May 10th in the Smoothie King Center. Win tickets to The Cure in concert, courtesy of Live Nation and WWL. We went a little bit long with Deuce, but we'll come back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
All cats agree about a cure.
Finishing up here in hour number two of sports talk on the Big 870, we want to thank Deuce McAllister for giving us a lot more time than we had talked about, but great insight certainly on Jonathan Abram and also on Jamal Williams and his impact on this football team. And we'll have Jonathan Abram at 6:20 tonight. Want to tell everybody tomorrow, Jay Johnson, LSU head baseball coach, will be on with us at 5:20. So Jay Johnson tomorrow will join us here on Sports Talk, and a big series coming up certainly as they play the Razorbacks, University of Arkansas, and that is a team he has really praised, and it don't get any easier. Tennessee and South Carolina.
Mike, this is like
it's murderer's row.
This is like Omaha.
Yep.
This would be like a team that you could face in the College World Series. I mean, listen, it's a playoff series when you look in the SEC in the competition. That's what you got in the ring.
We had Kendall Rogers on last time. He said, I wouldn't be surprised. He said, I don't know how the brackets will come out. That you may see three or four teams in Omaha.
Yeah.
All from the SEC.
Yeah, three or four out of eight. Right.
Unbelievable. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.